when our president contacted his colleagues in the region, and especially his contact with President Museveni, who we respect very much and we consider as a wise leader and a leader who we have great linkage with. His going is to go and explain to his colleagues the challenges that are now confronting the signing of the proposed comprehensive compromised peace agreement, and to check and ensure that not only the proposals of the heads of states in Kampala are included, but also to ensure that all other points of contention are agreed upon, and to bring to the attention of the leaders of the region that Dr. Riek Machar has already been ousted and disowned by his own army and politicians, and that if we're to sign peace, then we have to sign peace with all the factions and all the groups that are fighting the Republic of South Sudan. So it is not going to be an agreement that we only sign with Riek. It will have to be an agreement we sign with each and every South Sudanese who is fighting. The meeting also agreed with the president that it may be necessary now to call for a big meeting of all South Sudanese, whether they are inside or they are fighting, in every corner of the Republic of South Sudan, in the same way we did under the principle of South-South dialogue, so that we all come and talk and find out for ourselves, why are we fighting? What is it that we must do for us to be happy as one people, one nation? I want to underline that what we are doing is not a response to the threats being issued all over the world by people who do not belong to this country. We are responding to the needs of the country, and we are responding to the call of our colleagues in the region. We are aware that there are countries calling all over the world, Britain, Washington, all others, threatening us with sanctions. We are not afraid of sanctions. This country belongs to us. The peace that we're talking about is a peace for us, not for them. And so we know what we want, because it is us who fought for many years to make ourselves an independent state. So I want to assure our people that your president is going to go to Addis Ababa with the full support of the entire leadership of the country, and that while he's at Addis Ababa, he will be communicating with the leadership here in South Sudan, and that whatever he does there will not be done without the support, without the consultation with those who will be left behind.